Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Ryan Cahill of Aveo. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
So it's a real pleasure to have you here. Ryan is a entrepreneur who's developed quite a unique product, I'd have to say, and something that I think more and more people are aware of and eating, which is avocado. And tell our listeners a little bit about your product and how you got started with it.
Yeah, so I really started out, I'm a very active guy. I was an athlete for almost all my life, and massive frustration with the food industry. So I decided to kind of create a product that was a direct reflection of who I am, transparent, authentic, high integrity, and good quality. So Aveo.
I like that. It rolls right off your tongue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a core value for me, so it's easy to say. It's not just a regurgitation. But Aveo is really taking the fresh avocados, pureeing them, and replacing the unhealthy aspects of mayonnaise, which principally are the eggs and the oil that drive the fat and calories.
And so is this a, obviously the I don't know what you call it, sandwich spread category is large. It is immense in terms of the options for everything from, you know, salsas and condiments to, you know, mayos and other derivatives, many of which are, you know, filled with nothing but chemicals. Taking that and blending it with, I think, what a lot of people use today, or you see more and more often, as a sandwich, filler. I don't want to call it filler, but an ingredient that people put in their sandwiches, an avocado.
Yep.
So you've blended the two into really a usable spread to enhance the flavor, but it's nutritious. So is it creating a new category of a sense, or?
Yeah, it is a little bit. And, avocado mayo, you start to see avocado oils around and stuff like that. But avocado as a condiment is definitely a growing thing. And we were the first to market with a spreadable product like this. But we're also looking much more farther down the line in terms of what can we do with, you know, pureed avocado. And creating an entire new category of avocado-based foods.
Now, you had mentioned that the product is about as authentic as it can become because it is produced in Mexico.
That's right.
And so Mexico being the largest producer of avocados in the world, or certainly one of the larger ones?
I think, yes, they are.
And it's been obviously a staple in the Mexican diet for a long time. So tell us a little bit about the background and how you got this thing rolling. Is this your first foray in the food industry?
It is my first foray in the food industry. And it was a little bit of some growing pains, you know, a little bit of naivete in the food industry and how it kind of operates. But, you know, starting out, I broke out the spreadsheet, started sourcing ingredients, and I called up the world's largest avocado company and said, hey, I need to source avocados. How much are they? How can you get them to me, et cetera, et cetera? And a little bit into that conversation, a few conversations later, actually, they said, hey, we really like what you're doing. We've actually been trying to do the same thing for about 18 months and been unsuccessful. Would you be willing to consider working with us on this? We'll produce it. We'll do some trials for producing it for you so you don't have to go and set up an entire kitchen or production facility or finding a separate co-packer. And really, ever since that conversation, I've been working very, very closely with them. They're a California-based company, and they're the world's largest avocado company, and they have a huge stake in Mexico, where they produce their own guacamoles, a lot of the guacamoles for some of the stores around. And this fit perfectly in their core competency in terms of production, logistics, transportation, and sales. So it was a huge win up front to kind of get the ball rolling in this new category.
I'll say, really interesting. Sort of right place at the right time and having the right concept. Yep. That's wonderful. And they sound, so they're fully vertically integrated as well. They're planting the seed in the ground
and they're
harvesting it and making product and packaging it. Interesting. So the evolution of that, they liked the concept and they said we can produce it. And I imagine that supply is not an issue. Now it's the challenge is distribution.
Yeah, exactly. Challenge was, we went out with this packaging, testing the market, see if anybody really liked it. And, now we're developing new products and also brand new packaging. We're working on a custom avocado shape squeeze bottle to make the form and function much more appealing on the shelf than a box that's typically more of a guacamole format.
Mm-hmm.
And then entirely new line extensions. We're going to release a Chipotle version of this mayo very soon. And it's absolutely knock your socks off good.
Wow, that is amazing. So I would imagine some of the challenges that you face are changing the mindsets of buyers from the condiment aisle to the fresh produce aisle.
Right.
Yep. And the bottled product would also require refrigeration and be okay. And one of the things that you pointed out to us prior to coming on the air was the fact that avocado has a limited shelf life, mm-hmm. or at least the perception that it has a limited shelf life because it changes colors due to oxidation, obviously, and as soon as it hits the air. So your product, based on the ingredients that you're added, actually has a longer shelf life than a typical avocado would.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the key to preserving an avocado is preventing oxygen from getting to it. It's not really leaving the pit in there. It doesn't really help. I mean, it really comes down to oxygen. So your packaging is crucially important, as well as the pH and some of the processing factors that you do. So we add a little bit of vinegar, citrus, and the salt, reduce our pH to a point where it really slows the oxidation process. And this packaging is hermetically sealed, so it never sees air until you open it. This packaging, once you open it, you have about, we say, 5 to 7 days. It's not going to hurt you if you go longer, but we'll start the brown.
And in terms of, so let's switch gears back to the business end, because the product is fascinating. The packaging is really, is quite hip. I mean, I guess one of the other challenges that you have in terms of getting it into stores is what do they do with this? How do they put it in a display? Mm-hmm. But I think more and more you are seeing in the fresh produce section, packaged goods.
Yeah.
Is that one of the challenges? If they say, great, now that I have it, how am I supposed to display it?
Yeah, merchandising was a little bit of a trick. Guacamole obviously led the way. It's a processed produce product that's been merchandised in the produce category forever. So this kind of has been riding the coattails of that. But moving forward as a true condiment, there have been other refrigerated condiments out there in the natural channel, especially that we're gonna be in. But a lot of people say, why are you making a refrigerated mayonnaise when most people look for mayonnaise in the dry food aisle? But that's not really our customer. Our customer explores. Our customer is aware of new products, and people more and more look for packaged goods, like you said, in the produce aisle.
So you're a Massachusetts-based company. You're doing your production in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Your distribution is predominantly in the Northeast now, or you've got national distribution or pockets around the country?
Yeah, pockets around the country, predominantly in the Northeast. We're down in Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, a little bit in Ohio, down in Virginia and Pennsylvania, but mostly the New England states is really where we focused.
I'd imagine, the South has a penchant, obviously, for avocado as well. Mm-hmm. I imagine guacamole sales are pretty high there.
Yeah.
So you mentioned other variations of the product. Are there entirely different product categories or product lines coming as well?
Yeah, definitely. We're working on really innovative new avocado-based dips and avocados, and even potentially avocado-based smoothies. Packaged smoothies and some other fun things like that R&D is we're booming right now. We have stuff coming out of our ears and ideas, but we need to focus on really just getting to the marketplace, new packaging and the brand as well.
So you talked about the evolution of the idea as an extension of yourself. How did you were you a hobbyist as far as a cook, a chef? A lot of people think about it, but very few people actually put a formulation together and say, I've got something that I can potentially market here. Were you teamed up with somebody who had the food background or at least the prepared foods?
Yeah, so I've had a little bit of a food background. My stepmother was a chef, maitre d', all her life. She's an unbelievable chef. But really what it came down to, I had the idea several years before, but one day I had a roommate that came, he was a chef in a previous life as well. And I said, hey man, I have this idea, but I could use you. I would like your help. Would you be interested in working with me on this? And so he was like, sure, man, I'd love to. And so before you knew it, I was bringing home bags and bags of avocados. He was, pureeing them in the food processor. And we sat in the kitchen for probably 6 weeks until we found this recipe.
Hmm.
And the process of doing it was a trick as well.
Yeah, well, I imagine that there's some magic. It's not just get the blender out and add the ingredients. And so how long has the product been available at retail?
Available retail almost 2 years, so about 23 months or so.
And have you seen some pretty good growth over the 2 year cycle? Or
we've seen some good growth. I mean, we started out the first 6 months. I was, you know, hand delivering product to, you know, four small retailers around Boston, and really trying to get a feel for if the dog hunts. You know what I mean? People really like this, and it was fantastic. We got a lot of attraction really quickly, and then ever since then, we're working on the long term focus of the brand and the product and packaging.
Is there anything that is seasonal in nature to it? I mean, where you find that sell-through seems to be better at certain times of the year than others? Or
summer is definitely the best. I mean, avocados is a very fresh appeal, summery type of thing. Avocados in Super Bowl, Cinco de Mayo,
right.
Those kind of like bumps that people have avocado.
Those perception. Create a little bit of spikes.
Yeah, but people use mayonnaise all year round. There's really no seasonality for mayonnaise. So.
You know, that's the interesting thing about the product is that it would seem to me that, you know, I don't know if there's a seasonality to a sandwich.
Right.
You know, it seemed to me that, you know, 365 days a year, people are putting the bread together and getting some sort of spread on it.
Yeah.
So it's it seemed to me... You solved that issue at least.
Yeah.
So any eye towards wholesale distribution, using it in larger, you know, institutional environments, things of that nature?
Yeah, exactly. We were actually contacted by the Kansas City Children's Hospital. They wanted to use this for two things: in their foods that they feed their patients with, and also as a sort of an ambassador type product to help reduce childhood obesity. So things like that are great. Chicken salad, we're working with a chicken salad company in Attleboro, Massachusetts, a Willow Tree company, to make a chicken salad line out of this with a massive reduction of fat and calories, almost 60% reduction of fat and calories.
Well, you touch an interesting point, and obviously one that I think many people don't really think about is prepared foods. And the fact that, I think the perception is, be careful of the potato salad because it has mayo in it, and it may get you sick at a picnic or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think what most people don't realize is that those prepared foods are just loaded with fat and calories.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys obviously have a solution here that is significantly less fat, mm-hmm. and has some healthful benefits as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has a fifth the fat and third the calories of mayonnaise, but it also adds the nutritional benefits of avocado, the vitamin K, the soluble fiber, the B vitamins, and the potassium, stuff that no mayonnaise can say.
Interesting. So the next time at 3 a.m. when somebody goes into their fridge and, you know, is dipping into the mayo, go for the Aveo, because you're going to be much better off.
Absolutely.
Ryan, it's been a real pleasure. Ryan Cahill, the founder of Aveo, the avocado mayo. It's been a pleasure having you on Entrepreneurs. And if our listeners want to be in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
AveoLife.com or Ryan@AveoLife.com.
Excellent. Well, we wish you all the best of luck, and hopefully the upcoming year is a tremendous year, and our listeners will be hearing all about Aveo Life and your product line. So wishing you all the best from Radio Entrepreneurs.